Firefighters are battling wildfires here after several days of extreme heat across Portugal. But as these men struggled between burning trees, it was already declared unsafe for people living nearby. Authorities said at least 1,400 people have been evacuated from the southern town of Odemira. Several firefighters were injured. The blazes have been linked to heat waves with temperatures over 40 Celsius or 104 Fahrenheit hitting much of the Iberian Peninsula this week. There was some hope as authorities announced that three major fires that scorched hundreds of hectares in neighboring Spain over the weekend have been brought under control. Yet weather alerts remain in place across much of the country. Elsewhere in Europe, the European Union and NATO military alliance have begun sending urgent aid to Slovenia after deadly flooding over the weekend following record-breaking rain. The flooding affecting two-thirds of the small European nation reportedly killed at least six people and left hundreds homeless. Further away in Georgia, a day of mourning was observed for the dozens of people confirmed killed or missing after a landslide hit a resort area in the country's mountains last week. The landslide struck the Chovy area on Thursday, about 140 kilometers or 85 miles northwest of the capital, Tbilisi. Pope Francis has been praying for those suffering in the tragedy amid broader concerns about the climate in Europe. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.